Leads 360, we don't sell leads. We sell software to turn leads into customers. I'm Jeff Solomon, CEO of Leads 360. Over 10,000 subscribers use our customizable and easy-to-use lead management software to distribute, track, analyze, and convert more leads into profitable customers. In 24 months, we've grown to over $300,000 in monthly recurring revenue. We bill nearly 80% on credit card, and no one customer accounts for more than 5% of our revenue. We're already profitable, and we've only scratched the surface of the market. We are seeking money as well as advice. We're looking for an investment of $1 million to fund rapid growth initiatives, including sales and marketing, new product development, and infrastructure. I'm Jeff Solomon. I run a successful software company, and I need help getting to the next level.
What leads are you selling? What industries?
We're primarily in the mortgage space right now. We have about 85 to 90% of our clients are mortgage clients. Remember, we don't sell the leads. We sell the software to manage the leads. Lower My Bills is one of our partners.
How big is the market that you can directly address, and how big do you feel you can create this company?
Well, I think that the market is massive on the CRM space. There's companies like Salesforce and Oracle, and all these companies have CRM products, but they've really missed the upstream. So all the companies that use CRM also potentially need lead management. Even without that market, the mortgage market alone is big enough for us to be a $20 million company, without question. But that's only one sector that's exploded in the lead gen space. There's secondary education. It's huge. In fact, I just saw a report about online spending. University of Phoenix is spending more money than Lower My Bills on a month-to-month basis, $8 million a month in online. So there's a lot of other verticals that are generating and selling leads that we can sell our product into.
By the way, the fact that you asked for advice two times, that made your points go way up.
I think that's really important. Obviously, we're doing well. You know, we're profitable. We have a very strong team. We're not early startup, but we have a lot more we can do, and I think some money will help jumpstart us, but we really need some help identifying key management people. We're a young company. We have a lot of very young people that work hard. We need some executives. We need some gray hair. We need some people that can really help us. It's true. We need some people that can really help us battle against Salesforce, and that's the plan.
Notice the only people who thought it was funny were the people without
hair.
Without gray hair.
Actually, Jeff, no hair suffices.
It was
a great presentation, but I think the piece you got to incorporate into it that's missing is capitalizing on what market you're in and how big it is, and then immediately how you get to other markets, because saying you're solely in the mortgage market, even though you can grow big, is actually sort of a two-edged sword and can be kind of negative as well, because that market, you know, is highly...
That's probably the most common thing I hear is, you know, how do you get into other markets, or what happens when the mortgage market dries up or whatever. And I left it out of the presentation. There just wasn't much space for it to get into detail. But the mortgage market itself is, even with the interest rates adjusting, it positively affects our business because they need our product even more. So there's a gigantic market out there for our product. And really the way that we've, you know, thank you to Matt Coffin, who's still here, but the way that we've really achieved some amazing growth is through partnerships. And we've ridden the tails of great companies like LendingTree and Loan My Bills and House Values, and let them bring us to their customers that they're already selling leads to. So we've not, you know, nearly spent the marketing dollars that we could.
I think we all had a very positive reaction overall to the presentation. The thing that I'm having difficulty is sort of figuring out what the differentiator is for your product versus other products out there. I mean, you might have just tried to say a little bit about, you know, how you're different.
There's two differentiators to look at. One is, how do we differentiate from CRM? CRM is an established, huge market. The difference there is CRM focuses when a customer becomes a customer. We focus more upstream when you have a slew of leads that might become customers. So if you have 10,000 leads, not all of them are going to become customers. So we focus on that portion of the sales cycle that's currently underserviced. And in addition, in terms of how our product works compared to our competitors, they're definitely competitors in our space. It is new, though. There's no sales force of our industry. We focus on two key things. One is customizable and configuration. We make the product configure around your infrastructure without having to write a bunch of more code. And two, we have an incredible professional services team that focuses on getting the customers trained and adopting the product, which is critical for a service-based software or a subscription-based software. And we make sure that we consult them so that they get value, continue to get value, and ultimately we make more money on those customers by turning our professional services into a profit center rather than a cost center.
Now, does your product work for internet companies? In other words, if you were given 1 million leads, and roughly what's the conversion rate or the cost per conversion?
That's in simple terms what our software does. You would get a whole bunch of leads. Not many of our customers get a million leads at once. But we have more than 1 million leads in our database right now. Those customers would use the software to track the movement of those leads, assign them to different salespeople, and ultimately analyze the reports on how certain salespeople are doing, who's making contact, who's not making contact, and then make adjustments in their sales process to ultimately convert more of those leads. Some of them do. All right, thank you.